This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Calling all car lovers.
Yeah, put your foot in it and see what she does. Put it right to the floor.
We've got a delivery that's piping hot.
Pizza is more than tomato sauce and melted cheese. Pizza is an art. Pizza is important.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall. And here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 7th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. We're starting things off with the video clip that's been analyzed by millions at this point. I'm talking, of course, about the Venice Film Festival footage of Harry Styles supposedly spitting on his Don't Worry Darling co-star Chris Pine. Much has been made of the reported behind-the-scenes drama between director and co-star Olivia Wilde and star Florence Pugh, but a rep for Styles tells EW that there is no bad blood between their client and Pine, saying, quote, "This is a ridiculous story, a complete fabrication and the result of an odd online illusion that is clearly deceiving and allows for foolish speculation. Just to be clear, Harry Styles did not spit on Chris Pine. There is nothing but respect between these two men, and any suggestion otherwise is a blatant attempt to create drama that simply does not exist." In the world of television, EW is gearing up to launch our fall TV preview later this week. And in a bit of a tease of our Walking Dead cover story, we've released our interview with Melissa McBride discussing the future of her character, Carol. McBride originally was slated to co-headline a spinoff also starring Norman Reedus as fan favorite Daryl Dixon, but she dropped out when production moved to Europe. That said, McBride isn't saying goodbye to the Walking Dead universe forever, telling EW, quote, "I feel like Carol has more story to tell." With Norman Reedus adding, quote, "They will meet down the road. You can pretty much bet all your money." And finally, some fun Wheel of Fortune news. A new season of the primetime celebrity version of the CBS game show is just around the corner, and EW has exclusively debuted the cast list, which includes Snoop Dogg, Lauren Ash, Mark Duplass, Kevin McKidd, Jennifer Lewis, Ron Funches, and Jaime Camil. For additional names on that cast list and more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Number three. We have an inkling that you'll enjoy our number three pick, the season premiere of Ink Master. The Paramount Plus series is returning with a new host, lead singer of punk band Good Charlotte, Joel Madden. New judges on the show include the winner of Ink Master Season 8, Ryan Ashley, as well as tattoo specialists Nico Hurtado and Amy James. Fan favorite contestants from other installments like Ink Master Angels and Ink Master Grudge Match will be going head-to-head to win the ultimate title of Ink Master and win the show's biggest prize yet, $250,000. Here's a preview.
We are kicking off this epic competition with a three-round tattoo gauntlet.
Oh, I hate the word gauntlet.
Three rounds of tattooing. In each round, you will have the opportunity to earn safety. Succeed, and you will be safe from elimination. Fail, and you must tattoo in the next round.
Oh, God.
The first round is all about speed and versatility.
No.
Each of our judges have created a line drawing that you must tattoo. They will determine not only what you'll be tattooing, but also what style you must tattoo.
Oh my God.
When I make a drawing, I know exactly how I'm gonna pull that tattoo off because I drew it. Now if someone else draws it, I have to try to rewire my brain into how they would do it. And that's hard.
Each of you have a decision to make. You can only pick one of their line drawings to tattoo. Strategy is key. You will only have 60 minutes to tattoo.
What? Are you kidding me?
I could barely finish a tattoo in 5 or 6 hours. What am I going to do in 60 minutes?
Dave Navarro, the show's former host, will return as the Master of Chaos and will be throwing curveballs and surprises at the contestants throughout the competition. The season premiere of Ink Master is streaming now on Paramount+. When he's not making music with his band Good Charlotte, which has a new song out with alt-rock artist Dwayne called Take This Crown, New Ink Master host Joel Madden is watching some great TV. Here's what he had to say when we asked him, what you watching?
Well, I've been watching House of Dragons. Obviously, I'm a really big Game of Thrones fan. But one of my favorite shows to binge is any season of Alone. Seeing people get dropped in the middle of nowhere, out in the wilderness, and watching them survive is, it's one of my favorite things to do. I'm a little bit of a survivalist myself, and I've always fantasized about trying to do that, see how long I would last out there. But Alone is such a great show for anyone who likes to do any outdoor stuff, camping, or has ever dreamed of being a survivalist. Alone. Check that show out. Any season, you will binge it. I watched that show multiple seasons. I've watched many times. That is one of my favorite all-time shows. And then I'm also watching a lot of live concerts on Veeps, Veeps.com, a platform for live shows. Watched Kings of Leon at the Me Without You's final show, Pete Yorn, lots of good shows. Brandi Carlile, a ton of great shows on that platform. Perry Farrell, Slash, lots of good shows. I love watching live concerts, especially when I can watch them on my couch.
House of the Dragons is airing now on HBO and HBO Max, and Alone just wrapped season 9 on the History Channel. But you can stream it on Hulu Plus and Discovery Plus. Number 2. Pizza. It's not just for dinner and breakfast the next morning. It's also the subject of a new season of Netflix's longest-running culinary series, Chef's Table. Chef's Table Pizza showcases 6 very different pizza makers from all over the world who are using innovation, farmers market ingredients, and sheer love of the game to change how we all look at and taste the ridiculously popular food dish.
You're going to look at pizza differently after hanging out with Chris Bianco. Chris is the Coltrane of pizza. This guy remade the game.
Franco has taken pizza to another level. Dough is in his DNA.
Quando ho creato l'impasto, non c'è dietro una macchina, ma ci sono le braccia e la mente dell'uomo.
Ceramina goes beyond the farmer's market. These ingredients would be a war crime in a Jersey slice shop.
I tried everything, not the things that people normally think of for pizza.
Gabriele Bonci becomes this incredible celebrity.
La televisione mi ha reso famoso. Quindi ho deciso che la pizza era la mia arma. Io sopra posso mettere una rivoluzione.
When I decided to make pizza, I refused to stay in my lane. My food is loud and bold and spicy. I just played by my own game, sharing who I was through food.
Grab a slice of Chef's Table Pizza, or hell, the whole pie. It's streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. It's trivia time. In its 7 seasons, Chef's Table has had several different spin-offs that explore different delicious facets of food. Which of the following is not a Chef's Table spin-off, at least yet? Chef's Table Italy, Chef's Table Pastry, or Chef's Table Barbecue? Stick around for the answer. And our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round will...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Number 1. Get ready to rev your engines. It's the season premiere of Jay Leno's Garage. Certified Nissan spokeswoman and Captain Marvel star Brie Larson is Jay's guest on tonight's episode, where they discuss the cars Brie has owned during her time in the spotlight, as well as the brand new 2023 Nissan Z, which she says, quote, changed things for her. The highlight, though, is when the two take the sports car out for a spin. Here's a preview.
Now, what was your first car? Was it something you bought when you made it? Or?
I mean, all of the cars I've had have been just, like, what I could afford, and, like, pure right. utility got me from one place to another, and that's part of what's been really fun about doing these Nissan commercials. I get to test drive and, like, sit in all of their cars.
Right.
I don't know. I started to understand the personality of cars and what it can bring out in you.
Yeah, put your foot in it and see what she does. Put it right to the floor.
There may even be some flight lessons involved. Plus, everyone's favorite car game is returning with a new installment of Stump a Car Nerd. Tune up your car and tune in to the season premiere of Jay Leno's Garage tonight at 10 on CNBC. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following is not a Chef's Table spinoff yet? Chef's Table Italy, Chef's Table Pastry, or Chef's Table Barbecue? The answer is Chef's Table Italy. Some of Italy's most beloved chefs have been featured on the show in the past, like Massimo Bottura in season 1 and Corrado Asenza in season 4, which focused on pastries. Now, the show has ventured over to France for the Chef's Table France spinoff, so we're hoping it's only a matter of time before they head to the land of Parmesan and pasta for a full season of Italian delights. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to watch.